brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:05, July the 17th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a day today. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Howdy.
And how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Hump day and all that.
Hump day. You and your hump days. You know, I expect to see, you know, like a camel running through here or something like that. That's not it, though, right?
No, no camels.
No, no camels. Hey, what's weather going to be like today?
Well, not going to be too bad. High will be about 95 tonight, slow closing in on the 70-degree mark. Starts warming up tomorrow. The high will push up to 101. And by the weekend, we're up near the one teens currently in Redding. It is 60 degrees. This report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night, of course, is pizza night. Make your reservations early for that. Dinners, brunches, sporting clays, horseback riding, many, many events up there at Anselmo Vineyards where they pride themselves on their, from the garden to the table type of, food preparation up there with Chef John Stadelli. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. You know, people saying, well, where's Linda? Okay, now, Linda has a reunion, and it's going to be this Saturday. And it's not just like a high school reunion. It's not just like a family reunion. It is a Dean Martin Show reunion where all of the gold diggers and people who produced and directed that show, the Dean Martin Show, are getting together. And down in, Studio City. So she is going to link up with about 100 other, gold diggers and that worked for Dean Martin during the years from, I guess, from the 60s all the way up into the 90s. And Linda is the, I don't know if this is the right term. This is what they call it, is because she was the youngest and she was the baby gold digger. So she's getting stuff running around town doing all this kind of stuff that, you know, that women do to get ready for reunions. I don't, you know what that is. You know, you get your hair done.
I have no idea what's
going on. Well, hair, and you get your nails done and all that. Anyway, but we have business today, and you should always start off with what's going on in Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisors, and today it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 21 points at 15,472. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1679, and the NASDAQ is positive 10 at 3608. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is up 17 cents at $14.09, and Sprint Group down 19 cents at $6.29. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at $22.48, and Pepsi is up 16 cents at $84.18. In the bond market, we're also finding higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 3.55%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 24 cents at $105.45. Gold is up $2.90 at $1,294.90, and silver is up 8 cents at $20.01. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're the ones that are going to get you through Wall Street. You got questions about what's happening or why they're making these decisions, then you call Kathy or Chris or Susan or Josh or Steve. Call any of them, and they're going to be able to put you onto the right track. All right. Yeah, Bob, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be discussing a number of things. We want to suggest we were going to be discussing the nuclear option. What does that mean? What did that mean in the Senate? What kind of huge impact would that have on our process, on our bipartisan or nonpartisan process in the Senate? We'll talk about that when we get back, and a lot of local news that's happening. A lot of these we're holding off till Patrick Jones, city councilman, comes in. Here we're going to talk about Turtle Bay. We're going to talk about a number of other things, the sit lie procedures, all of that. We'll be right back.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Serving Redding for nearly 30 years, Rappin' Pack provides expert packaging and shipping services. We ship UPS, U.S. Mail, FedEx, and Freightline. Fast, friendly service, and no long lines. Rappin' Pack is also a proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. So whether you're shipping a wood bat, a scoreboard, or anything in between, Rappin' Pack is your one-stop shipping headquarters. On Hilltop Drive across from Subway, shipping's a snack at Rappin' Pack.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any old Jack's photos, circa 1950 and prior. If you have a photo that Jack's Grill doesn't already have, bring it in and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered only for photos not already in the possession of Jack's Grill and at Jack's Grill's discretion.
Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
You'll be dancing in the aisles July 25th, 26th, and 27th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Redding Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Redding for years to come. Tickets on sale now at RedingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Get that coffee of any way you want it, and then cold drinks later in the day because it is going to be hot this summer. Walk next door, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have been supporting this community for well over 30 years in a lot of different ways, all good. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. It appears that there was voices raised yesterday in the supervisor's chamber when Les Ball accused Wes Foreman, who is the probation officer there, of not telling the whole truth, of skewing the facts on some of the cases there and some of how they're doing. We'll get more on this. We'll probably get Les on and talk about this. But, you know, Les seems like a pretty calm kind of guy, but yesterday he was just a little bit upset. Raising Shasta Dam. They had that meeting yesterday. Remember, they were having it at Holiday Inn. And it appears a lot of people just don't like this idea of raising Shasta Dam 18 and a half feet for a variety of reasons. One being, several are having to move I-5, portions of I-5, having to move five bridges. The people and property owners and business owners around the lake will have to disappear. And as an example, Holiday Harbor, which has got just a great setup out there, an 18-foot addition to the dam means that all the land that they're using disappears. They're going to have to move back another 100 yards, clear off hilltops, and rebuild a lot of this stuff. They're talking about what it's going to do to the fish, to the salmon and everything like this. So most of the comments last night about raising Shasta Dam were not what you'd call favorable. Bad Bob, Maritime Seafood Grill.
Yes,
great place.
I've had mixed reactions to it.
Yeah. Oh well, good. That was good. That's probably why it got sold. Sold yesterday. It's reported sold, and they're going to open up something called Obliss.
Obliss?
Yeah, I'm not sure what Obliss is. Is that a sushi place or something?
Obliss. I don't know. Obliss. Could be Irish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Could be Irish. Yes. Could be Irish.
Yes, Molly Obliss.
Let's talk about nuclear options, and then we've got a few other things here. The nuclear option that we were talking about when I left that on Facebook and people were with a picture of a nuclear explosion was that Harry Reid had threatened the Republicans in the Senate by saying the nuclear option. And that's when they do a rules change. He would do a rules change in the Senate that would lower the maximum threshold required to approve executive nominees from 60 to 51. In other words, the minority in the Senate could not hold up things by filibustering it. So, and if he does that, though, so if he makes it just a simple 51 vote, 51 to 49 type vote, then, it changes the whole scheme of things. Because right now, you know, it's a gentleman's agreement that has them work together and all this. You go into the nuclear option and that works really good if you're the ones with the 51 senators. That works against you. When you no longer have the 51 senators. And then now the other party has it, and now they can hammer things through. And the whole thing about this is it's presidential appointees. Reid has been complaining and says, hey, look, you're just holding these guys up. We have seven nominees. And then the president appointed two during recess, which really got everybody upset. But what they wanted was, look, at least let them have an up-and-down vote in the National Labor Relations Board and the Consumers Protection Agency. So they did. They're going to give them that up and down vote. At the same time, two of them that had been appointed during the recess were not going to be appointed. They were removed from their jobs, and they're going to have to get a vote there. But the thing about it is when you start talking a nuclear option is that it works against both sides, and it works really well if you're in charge or if you've got the 51. But I have a feeling that by 2014, there may be some drastic changes in the Senate, in the House of Representatives. I don't mean changes that's good for the Democratic Party. Because as Obamacare continues to unfold this, you know, through this year and into next year, the unions have rolled in saying that Obamacare is destroying their healthcare system, that it's destroying their, you know, it's taking people out of work. It's causing people to pay thousands of dollars more a year for healthcare. Everything that was promised by the Obama administration is not coming true.
Imagine my surprise.
Well, it's, you know, I can't even hardly get passionate about this anymore. I mean, I just can't hardly get passionate because, you know, you see this coming, you see a train wreck. It's like you watch it come down, you see the bridge is gone. And it's like an old movie. You watch the bridge is gone and you look down the train tracks and here comes the train. And you go, and there's people out there waving at the train. The engineer is up there eating a sandwich. Or he's looking around, or he's got his iPad out and he's looking at that. He's not paying attention to anybody around. You've got train experts out there. You've got engineer experts. You've got bridge experts all saying this is not a good, you're going to crash this. And the engineer just, you know, gleefully just keeps going forward by thinking, well, if I get enough speed here, I'm going to leap this 25-car train over this 300-foot bridge. It's a bridge abutment, which is no longer a bridge. But if I get enough speed, I can just leap across here. We don't know, have to know what exactly is in that engine to get this train all the way across that 300 feet, that 100 yards of missing bridge. And what happens?
It jumps.
It goes off the track and straight down. It doesn't go 150, it doesn't go out 75 yards and drop. This one is going for, as soon as it ends, the track ends, it starts heading down. Every expert out there is saying, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And now, get this, the people that helped build the bridge are out there warning him, it's going to go off the bridge. It's going to go off the bridge. We worked on this bridge. We worked on this bridge. We know it's going to happen. You can't take it across. There's no bridge left. Oh. Hey, Union, how's that working for you now? We'll be right back.
Driving that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106. If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 60 degrees out there. It's going to be about 96 today. kind of cool because this weekend is going to get up in the hundreds, maybe even triple digits. 725 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products right here. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, our friends there. 221 Locust Street right here in Reading, and the Chevron Square is back there in that area out there. 244-9141, 244-9141 is their number, but they just walk in. They have the people there to help you, and they're always happy to help customers at Orchard Nutrition. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You got something hot here, huh?
Yeah, Carl. Well, I'm sure that people have heard already, but Eric Holder, of course, went in front of the NAACP and spoke and talked about basically how some laws, mainly Stand Your Ground, should be changed. Now, my question is why does the Attorney General go to the NAACP and provoke something that could be basically could cause people to be upset, could cause riots? The court has already made their decision. Why didn't he go to the, say, a veterans group? Or why didn't he go to his local YMCA and speak to people? Or why didn't he go to a school board? No, he went to the NAACP, and I guess I'm just getting tired of the racist situation that the Obama administration is trying to put us in with all these types of things, and I want to get your take on that.
Well, I think that people pander to groups that they're going to receive a hearty welcome. Like if Jeb Bush or had gone to the NRA and said, "I believe that you know there is no such thing as an assault weapon unless you're in the military." I mean, they're going to get this great response, right? And as opposed to if Holder had taken that speech to the NRA. What would have happened? I mean,
but do you think that the NRA would? But there, I mean, that's a bit different in the fact that if you go to the NAACP, if there are people who are already upset about that anyway, and if the black community is already upset about that, and we do have some riots in Los Angeles and a few small ones in Oakland,
but we've got,
is that provoking it?
Well,
I mean, does going to the NRA provoke a riot?
Well, is there a riot right there at the NAACP afterwards?
There are right now. They're all meeting at the NAACP, and if you watch the footage of that, the people at the NAACP were cheering when he brought up that statement. I guess my point is that I understand what you're saying about the NRA and Bush going there, and sometimes there is two sides to every coin. That doesn't create controversy, yeah, other than maybe controversy about Bush. This creates a situation where people who are already mad could get madder.
Well, he goes there to talk about it. He talks about the Stand Your Ground, but I think you're also going to see things that, you know, it comes. And look, you know, I am not an Obama supporter, but Obama, you know, as Obama said, he said, you got to honor this verdict. We don't see anything out of the Justice Department, you know, right now actively seeking the blood of Zimmerman. And the fact is, yes, there are riots, but I look at it like this. There are some riots. They are small riots, but I also see hundreds of millions of other people that aren't rioting. They're not marching. They're not walking down the street.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
You know, it's not like the Rodney King thing. This,
no,
you know,
it's not. But,
you're
going to
get,
I mean, this
but you're
sort
going
like
to get
stirring the pot kind of after the situation where even Geraldo Rivera went on Fox News and talked about how he really respected the people of Sanford, Florida, and I have friends there in Sanford, Florida, how people just aren't even they're all accepting what the verdict was, whether they were liked it or not, whereas this other stuff is just sort of rehashing something where this hometown of this area, these people are all accepting the verdict at this point.
I think the vast majority of the Americans, including, of all people, Jimmy Carter.
I agree.
Who rolled in there today or yesterday late and said, hey, the verdict was good.
Yep.
And I think one thing has come across the, you know, across the spectrum here is, and I'm hearing this on the left wing shows too, is that the decision on this, that it wasn't a racist thing, that this was a horrible tragedy. Now, they don't like the idea of Stand Your Ground. They don't like the idea of, you know, of a man carrying a weapon, a concealed carry permit. They don't like those. And the Stand Your Ground is, oh, if you didn't have a Stand Your Ground, he wouldn't have the right to do that. Well, in this case, it wouldn't have worked because he had come up to him and this thing had happened and he'd been attacked, which is what the jury said and what the trial said. He was attacked. The guy had him down, was beating his head on the ground. It wasn't a Stand Your Ground at that point. It was self-defense.
At the NAACP meeting?
No.
Civil rights.
Well,
that's the topic.
That's
so,
right.
So, again, I mean, I guess you can look at it any way you want, but if the topic is civil rights and you're talking about civil rights and people, again, are upset about civil rights, then why would you, as the Attorney General, go in and
because
and
Holder
that?
Is a panderer. Do you remember Fast and Furious? This man is not a man of, in my opinion, of great intellect at times when he gets himself involved in these things. I think he goes out and he gives a message. We have to run. We got the news. Thanks, Terry, for the phone call. We'll be right back. We have Senate Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones with us.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are swinging between gains and losses in early trading as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings and a report on the U.S. economy. Comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke that the central bank plans to start scaling back its bond buying program later this year are also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Meanwhile, EADS may soon be taking on the name of its better-known plane-making subsidiary, Airbus. According to Dow Jones, the European aerospace giant is proposing the change as part of a broader strategy review. The topic could be on the board members' agenda when they meet on July 30th. And Penske Automotive is driving up its quarterly dividend for a third time this year. A move the automotive retailer says signals its confidence in continued growth. Stockholders on record as of August 12th can expect the 7% increase to 16 cents a share to kick in on September 3rd. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 62 degrees, 7:34 in the morning here, July 17th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, and our chat room is hot today on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, great, you know, Mike Huber just does outstanding work. I was out there today looking at the barbecue he makes. And I'm thinking, you know what, this is a one of a kind, because he makes one each one individually. And it's such a great place. But then he does countertops in your kitchen, so they, you know, they're just beautiful, your bathrooms. He can make it. If you can envision it, and you don't even have to envision it, he can envision it for you. Mike Huber, Estate Granite and Things, 530-241-7866, 241-7866. Our chat room is really getting hot here today. You know, we were talking, you know, okay, this place is being sold. Boy, I like this place. You know, talking about Jack's and, you know, and others. And then, we have our stalwart comes rolling in, Gene. And Gene is just a lot, you know, she lights him up on the Zimmerman case. Gene takes the other side. You know, most of the people go, well, you know, hey, look, it's all, you know, Zimmerman, you know, self-defense. Gene lights up you know, it's like firing tracers into the air. And, so she's taking them all on right now.
We don't get to do that anymore, Carl.
KCNR1460.com. Patrick Jones is my guest, Reading City Councilman. You know, and reason I did that is I know they had a meeting last night and there's a lot of contentious, items on the council meeting.
Yes.
But one of the things is I just wanted to tell you is that, when they've passed these laws, I don't know if the governor signed them yet, but one of the laws on weapons or firearms is your 1022 rifle. Your Ruger 1022 rifle, it fires a 22 bullet. It's the one that, you know, so many young men and young boys and girls learn to shoot on. It's a great rifle to shoot plinking at and all this. Because it has a detachable magazine and a semi-automatic, it has just been designated an assault rifle by the California State Legislature. Well, I put that into my Facebook off of Free Fire Radio. I had a picture of the rifle. And said this is what they were doing, exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
800 hits right away. 800. I mean, which is like twice what I usually get just on that. And people comments on this, they couldn't believe it's true.
Well, the real question this year is, are they going to take any action to do anything about it? What the state is proposing, and that bill is moving forward, is an expansion of the definition of what is an assault weapon. And they're not going to leave out rimfires, which they have in the past.
Yeah.
And so they're going to include rimfires. And, of course, the Ruger 1022, which is the make is Ruger. The model is 1022. The caliber is 22 long rifle, right, is the most popular semi-automatic 22 rifle in the world. And that one will get caught up in this with many others.
Yeah.
And pretty sad day when the most popular 22is this now deemed an assault
weapon.
Same
caliber, by the way, they use in the Olympics. In all the shooting there at the Olympics.
Every rancher owns a 22. Every kid starts off with a 22. And, you know, pretty sad. And there's a lot more. As you know, we've got, you know, 39 bills moving forward. And this is a watershed year for gun owners to stand up and do something. The things that they're proposing are literally going to be unacceptable. And it's going to take a full united movement from gun owners to say well, no.
So what's going to have to happen? Is there going to have to be meeting after meeting with, you know, people coming together and then marching on Sacramento? I mean, literally going down. I mean, obviously people were down there before and it makes no difference to the Democrats. They do not listen. They do not listen. If it doesn't meet their own little personal agenda, they don't listen. They'll look you. Yeah. And doctors, they're down there talking to them. You can't do this with this type of medical decisions you're making here. They've looked them in the eye. These guys are experts in their fields. Look them in the eye. He talked about Leon. He says, I looked him in the eye. He looked at me, and he just looked away. He said, right there. I knew. He said, I was just wasting. He said, I'd taken a day off from my practice. I'd gone there to tell this, to show the guy the fact. I have the facts here. And he just looked away.
Well,
it didn't fit his agenda.
That is the problem for us here in Northern California, is that we do not have representation any longer in Sacramento. And it's a real problem. And unfortunately, most people feel that the best way to solve these problems is to move out of the state. And I would say let's fight these things like a disease. You don't want it to spread, and we have an obligation to stand up for the Constitution and do what's right, and this is the year that we must do that. And so working with Gun Owners of California, NRA, and the other groups, California Rifle and Pistol, we have to stay united. But why I'm here today.
Well, first we have to take a break.
We're going to come back.
I just wanted to get that part out because there's just so many of these things. And I frankly, you know, they're steamrolling this stuff up. And I don't think people realize. People didn't realize. I mean, with all the stuff that's out there, they don't realize just how much of their rights under the Second Amendment are being taken away. And if it's under the Second Amendment, then becomes First and Fourth. You know, everything. I mean, you know, the right to, you know, come in and search your house and stuff. That's next.
Right.
Anyway, Patrick Jones is our guest. I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and let's talk about what happened at City Council last night. A lot of big decisions last night. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things.
More informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you, my friends. Anything you could possibly want to find in a truck, car, or SUV. And their service center is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors, they're doing a great work for their neighbors right up here in the North State. Patrick Jones is my guest today, our guest today, city council member, and there's a lot of things happen. Let's start, which one do you want to start with, Sitlai or what?
Well, we had, you know, I'm just going to briefly go over a few things that were important. We had the possibility of implementing a process for pre-qualifying potential contractors for public works. That didn't move forward. We had a possibility of adopting a sit-lie ordinance. That did not move forward.
Why didn't that move forward?
You know, I think
a sit-lie ordinance, in case people don't know what that is that you're making it illegal for people to sit or lie on the thoroughfares.
Not on thoroughfare, but on a
sidewalk. Okay.
And
what this is about is people panhandling or, you know, homeless sleeping there or something, right?
Correct. There is a movement in town, and I think, it's progressing well to try to address some of the problems with, transients, homeless, and some of those concerns. Missy MacArthur brought up the idea of a sit-lie ordinance. Some other cities do have such. You know, and I'm not sure if all the legal challenges have been exhausted yet. So I, for myself personally, I didn't want to, take a look at something that one, I didn't think would ultimately, cure anything. I think people would just simply stand and panhandle. There were a lot of people that did come forward to the council meeting saying, hey, you know, it's built with public funds. If they want to sit on the sidewalk, they should have that right if they're not impeding or obstructing the flow.
Yeah, unfortunately, no matter how much you don't like it, that's what I think, because they have a right to do that as long as it doesn't impede you or they aggressively bother you.
Correct.
So.
And if they're not causing, if their feet are not out into the traffic. And so we already have some rules into place. Some of the issues are we going to be able to, you know, to enforce a sit-lie ordinance? And really, at the end of the day, what would it really accomplish? And I think after good discussion, it was, you know, reasonably obvious with the people that came forward that this isn't the right direction. And, you know, for myself personally, and Carl, we talked about this earlier, about the role of government. You know, police, fire protection, infrastructure. You know, those are the main things right now in a stressed economy. And unfortunately, our tax dollars are very scarce, and how we spend those is very important. And, you know, creating a city task force, with city staff time and money, which is your tax dollars, I don't think would be appropriate right now. So, there wasn't, it was pretty clear from the consensus of the audience that they did not want to go in this direction, and council heeded that direction, and a 5-0, they declined.
Well, what about something was brought up about some kind of a day center, daycare center?
That was mentioned by, again, council member MacArthur, and again, I'm not willing to spend any tax dollars on that right now. I think the public would, a good majority of the public would have a serious problem with that.
Does daycare center being some place where the homeless can go to all day?
Correct. And essentially maybe taking them off of, some of the city streets and causing, you know, problems with some of the businesses and whatnot. And again, I don't think that's such a bad idea necessarily if it's in the appropriate place done by nonprofits that have a need.
And the
or
city
a desire.
Has nothing to do with this. I mean, so that you won't be sued when the first time somebody gets their leg broken there.
Well, and that you know, is yet another topic to come up on another day.
All right.
And you know, and so we had the sit-lie ordinance. We had a variety of other. We had some assessment districts that were pretty perfunctory, but those were able to go forward. Mayor made an appointment to the EDC,
What's the appointment to the EDC?
That was Joe Cerami, and he is going to serve an expired term, and I think he'll do a great job there. So that will work well. We also reviewed and responded to the grand jury on their report titled "Let There Be Light," and I think that was an interesting grand jury report, and I appreciate the work that they
Let
did.
Let there be light, and that means?
Well, and this was an issue. I think a member of our community came forward to the grand jury and had a definite concern with what's happening with the rate that was being charged and how it was being charged and retroactive to Big League Dreams with regards to their lighting bill.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury did have some recommendations. The city did agree with some and respectfully disagreed with others. And I think the majority of council supported those recommendations, and we responded to the grand jury.
Okay. We've got a phone caller. Good morning, Bill. You have a question for the councilman.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, Patrick, I'd like to know, are there any petitions out circulating against these gun bills at all?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any petitions right now. I think right now what's happening is because there's so many different bills, and none of them have become law yet. And, you know, I can tell you for Gun Owners of California, they are working hard right now trying to fight these. And it's a bit overwhelming when you're looking at 39 of them. And the reality is, you know, if the majority of these pass this year, you will probably see more pass next year. The California legislature, both houses in the Senate and the Assembly, have a supermajority of liberal Democrats. And we're going to be in big trouble if the public doesn't come forward and say enough is enough. And there are enough gun owners that we're going to have to respond now. We have an obligation to stand with the Constitution, and they're clearly stepping on it. And they're going to massively regulate us to the point that we're not free. And it's a severe problem, and it's time now for the public to mobilize and come forward.
It sure is, and we need to march on Sacramento, too.
I agree.
I think that that's going to be eventually. That's the only thing that's going to happen. But, you know, but here, Bill, is one of my experiences with Sacramento. You get in front of them, and they'll smile at you and nod their heads. Oh, yeah, you're right, we'll fix this. And as soon as you're gone, they don't care. They're going to vote. You know, they'll change it. The money they've given you, they'll take away. Look what they did to the veterans home for years. They looked us in the eye and said, that money is there. That money is there. You're going to have it. And then a week later, they pulled it out of they pulled the funding. So this is the kind of snakes you're dealing with down there. Anyway, thanks, Bill, for your phone call. We got to take a quick break.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back. Patrick Jones is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Are you ready for the Battle Royale? Wind River Resort and Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA fights are back as Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Battle Royale. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, July 27th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets. Tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 27th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Resort and Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with the Battle Royale cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details on the Battle Royale cage fights, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 67 degrees, going up to 98 today. 7:54 in the morning. Why Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. How about because they're locally owned and family operated, have over 4,000 happy customers. All those for Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our guest today is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. They had a meeting last night. Okay, Patrick, the Turtle Bay, this is a big question. What's happening with Turtle Bay, the McConnell Foundation, and the land?
Well, we did have a closed session meeting last night, and so I can't talk about all the, those details in closed session on land negotiations, but it was reported back out that on a 3-2 vote, that the land swap, meaning the sale of property, city-owned property at Turtle Bay, will not be done through a land swap with property that is owned by the McConnell Foundation. However, the city of Reading and the city council did vote on a 3-2 to move forward with the sale, the outright sale of 14.1, and that was on a 3-2. So the Mayor Bizzetti, Councilmember Sullivan and Councilmember MacArthur supported that. Myself and Councilmember Cadd did not support the outright sale. And that is a sale taken into consideration that there is a lease, that Turtle Bay has a lease, and so they're going to discount that property price because the lease
is. So is the appraisal going to be on the land with a lease on it, a 90-year lease?
That is correct.
Okay, so that makes the land worth a lot less.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that it
that
does.
That is what,
and I think that's what I mean. McConnell said that too. They understand this,
correct?
And then the city understands this. Then so what you're doing is you're giving them, you know, some pretty good land down there. They want to buy it. I understand. You know what? The fact of the hotel and everything they want to do. I'm all for that.
There's nothing wrong, Carl, with selling the property at that price. The problem that will come up, the problem that will arise from this, is that this is not going to satisfy the unions. The unions then will feel, and they have said this, so this is not speculation, they have stated that because that land is subsidized, because the lease is an essentially a free lease, dollar a year lease, that they are still subject to the state's prevailing wage. And that to me then is very critical for the city of Reading, because we possibly now could be sucked into that lawsuit and rely upon the McConnell Foundation to indemnify the city. I'm not comfortable with that. I think we're exposing ourselves to possible litigation. Well, not possible litigation. We are exposing ourselves to litigation unnecessarily, and I'm disappointed with the council's decision on that. I think myself and Councilmember Cadd had the right idea from the start, and that's, they have the right to build the hotel on the hospitality parcel today, and they need to go deal with the unions or buy the property outright at real value. And then
well, that real value is going to be probably, well, we don't know because we don't see the price.
We don't know, but it'll be higher.
It'll be higher, maybe twice.
And then it will not be subject to the prevailing wage, and that eliminates the risk to the city, and that's always been my position from day one. And,
Didn't the union say that, and we're going to have Andrew on and have the union guys on here, so we have exactly what their stance is now. But didn't they say, that, oh, you can say anything you want, but the city's part of this. Cause the city's going along with it. They're subsidizing them. They're giving them this break. And that's not fair.
I would agree. I think he's correct. And, I think our best legal advice to date is that, we will be drawn into litigation. McConnell Foundation says that they will indemnify us.
Indemnify us means, I mean, I know what indemnify, but you mean totally that they're going to pay for all of the, if you all get pulled into it, we all get pulled in, they're going to pay for it?
That's what they say. But unfortunately, in the legal world today, things don't always work out exactly the way that you expect.
Well, this battle is coming out of Sacramento anyway. I mean, this is a big thing because the unions do not want to have this happen, this prevailing wage answer like this, from what I understand.
Well, I am looking out, I'm trying to look out for the taxpayers of Reading. We have a piece of property here that is belonging to the taxpayers, and we need to really think about that when we make these decisions. And I think for these three council members, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Okay, Patrick, thanks a lot for being here today. That's a big question. We're going to get the union representative in here soon, and we're going to talk about their side on this one. This is moving forward, it looks like. Hey, we'll be right back after our break with Sheriff Tom Basinko, Carl Nindabad, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Congress takes a closer look at the secret court behind widespread surveillance. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And at least two of the intelligence officials testifying now before the House Judiciary Committee are taking pains to say the FISA court judges do not rubber stamp every warrant.
They review all of our pleadings thoroughly, they question us, and they don't sign off until they are satisfied that we have met all statutory and constitutional requirements.
That's Deputy Attorney General James Cole, but some lawmakers remain unconvinced. Michigan Democrat John Conyers says the Patriot Act was never designed to allow such sweeping, unchecked surveillance of U.S. citizens. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. License plates under surveillance. A new report from the American Civil Liberties Union says police departments across the country are using tens of thousands of license plate scanners to amass digital records by capturing images of passing or parked vehicles. The scanners are mounted on police cars, bridges, and buildings. Law enforcement officials say it automates work police were already doing and is legal. The ACLU says stricter rules are needed. Nothing to see here. That's the short answer from Cuba about weapons found on a North Korean ship in Panama.
Cuban state television saying the cargo includes two fighter jets, anti-aircraft batteries, and missiles. Cuba's foreign ministry calling the arms obsolete and heading to North Korea for repair. The president of Panama, visiting the ship, said Panama needs help identifying the cargo. The UN bans North Korea from trading in weapons like missiles. No response from North Korea. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Some of the weapons were hidden under sacks of sugar. Panamanian officials say it could take a week to fully search that ship. Wall Street edging higher as the Fed chief speaks to Congress. The Dow's up 22 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
How is the U.S. economy?
The job situation is far from satisfactory.
But Fed Chief Ben Bernanke is also telling a House hearing right now the labor market is improving. He also says there's no preset timetable for scaling back the Fed's stimulus efforts. The Cleveland man accused of holding three women captive for a decade due back in court this hour for a second arraignment. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Ariel Castro is expected to enter a plea to more than 600 new charges on top of the 329 he was already facing. In addition to kidnapping, rape, and aggravated murder, Castro is also accused of felonious assault and child endangerment in connection with the six-year-old he fathered with one of the women. Castro has been behind bars since one woman broke out of his house with the help of neighbors last May, and two others were found inside. Lisa?
Jennifer, a federal judge directing some sharp criticism at federal probation officials who failed to keep track of a man who today pleaded guilty in upstate New York to killing a woman after raping her 10-year-old daughter in a carjacking in a mall parking lot. 29-year-old David Renz now faces life in prison. He had been under federal monitoring for a child pornography charge, but cut off his electronic bracelet. Probation officers who failed to conduct monthly checks have been fired or demoted. A heat wave scorching 18 states, stretching into a third day. And while some power companies stretch to meet soaring demand, it's good for some businesses, like renting kayaks in Minneapolis.
It's great to have these days, especially be on the lakes, rent out a couple kayaks or whatever. It's great.
But with the humidity factored in, it's triple-digit heat that can be dangerous from parts of the plains to the northeast. Britain has legalized gay marriage. The Speaker of the House of Commons saying the Queen has given her royal stamp of approval. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, my friends. It is July 17th, 2013. For somebody that may have lost a year there, well, I'm welcoming back some people I know from the 60s. You know, they may have, I think they lost two or three years there in the 60s. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's gonna be a great day. Bob's gonna talk about the weather here in a second. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, and our chat room is live today. They're all fired up. KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room with everybody. Gosh, we've got Angel, and I see John, Sungold, Gene, Craig. Gosh, Joe. Oh, a bunch of people in there. And they're talking about everything from Canada stealing our jobs to the Zimmerman trial to places to eat here. It's great. You know, a lot of times, and the homeless questions like that. But as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, we talk to our Wells Fargo advisors. And this morning, it's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Very well. Thank you. Stocks are still in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 15,474. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1680. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 10 points at 3,609. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Yahoo up $1.92, trading at 2881. Dell Computers off 22 cents at $12.80. Intel down 2 pennies at 2422. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 2 cents at $22.56 per share. North Valley Bank off a penny at $17.15. Bank of Commerce trading flat at $4.95. For commodities, gold is down $10 an ounce at $1,282. Silver down 28 cents at $19. Crude oil up 7 pennies, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. You want help in your investments? You want somebody to tell you what's going on Wall Street? These are the people to do it. They are the experts here in town. Wells Fargo Advisors, 530-243-7561. Bad Bob. Weather today?
Sunny, high near 95, light and variable winds. Clear tonight, a low around 69. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high near 101. And by the time we hit the weekend, we're near the one teens. And currently 67 degrees in Reading with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards tomorrow night, of course, is pizza night out there. You can great dinners, ambiance, award-winning wines, everything at Anselmo's, 474-5546. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Sheriff Tom Basinko here with us, and we're going to be talking to the sheriff about AB 109, the release of 10,000 more prisoners, and his plan to ask the citizens here in the North State to open their homes to these felons,
so,
to bring them in, for people that think they need a second chance, to volunteer, to bring them into your home, perhaps put them back, you know, grooming them with the, you know, those younger kids out back there.
Everybody, please come down to KCNR and let's reel in Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, you know, we welcomed Sleep Number into our family here. And I just want to talk to you about Sleep Number. We have a new bed from Sleep Number. And it is a, it was time to get, a new mattress anyway. But we went to see the Sleep Number store. It was just outstanding. It's set up so it's almost like a modernistic store. It's almost like, walking into an Apple store. Anyway, it's the people in there are so good. They're so good and they help you pick out the right bed. In this case, a dual temp layer bed that we got. It is absolutely great. You can adjust adjust the firmness of the mattress, which after the first night, Linda said she hasn't slept better in a long time than on that. They came in and set it up. You can't believe the professionalism. They walk in. They have put little booties on their feet. They walk in to keep things clean. Set it up and explain everything to you. It is just a great experience. And I tell you what, it is a great night's sleep. And there's only one place in the world you're going to find this. And that's your Sleep Number store. And it's located in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. The people there, Janice and Sean and all the people there, outstanding professionals. They know their business and they will get you in the right bed. And these beds are guaranteed for 25 years, made in America, my friends, by Americans. Made in America with a 25-year guarantee on it. I mean, you can't hardly beat that. So hop in there. They've got a lot of savings right now on all the Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. That's Sleep Number. Right here in Reading. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Sheriff Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
So I know you were gone. We missed you last month, but I know that you were doing a lot of conferences, and you actually took off, 3 days?
Yeah.
You actually had a vacation?
Something like that. Yeah, I took vacation in 8 years, but I was still connected on my phone. In fact, the readers can't see it, but I'll show it to you. And My wife was threatening to kidnap and abduct my phone and turn it off and put it away. And then I sent this photo to my undersheriff with my phone, but received no sympathy. And she said it was a phone with a blindfold over the top of it with the day's newspaper like it was taken hostage. And
it's proof of life here.
We have proof of life. She said basically, we have a no hostage policy and, bye.
So how can you have your, you use this phone so much, it's got like little grooves in it from your fingerprints.
Just about, yes. Yeah. But, had an enjoyable time and then, back at it and staying connected with this realignment issue.
Well, I tell you what, while you were gone, they decided to pat, Governor Brown and these judges knew that you weren't watching.
And decided
to turn loose 10,000 people. Well, you were water skiing or something, but
yeah.
Turned loose while you weren't here at the command center. Want to turn loose 10,000 more people. Tom, what's that going
to
do?
They want to. That has not happened yet. And the sheriffs, we've been in contact directly with the governor and had a couple of meetings this week. And the governor is still saying he's going to appeal this up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Of course, all that'll take time. The 3-judge panel is not having anything to do with it. They don't agree with it. Before he gets to the Supreme Court, he, of course, has to go through the 9th District Court of Appeals, which is the most liberal and overturned court in the nation.
I think you're going to hear out of them. 10,000, I'll see your 10,000 and raise you 5.
Right. And some of the concerns that we have as sheriffs is there's not enough beds within the prison system. So what are you going to do if you're still overcrowded and the courts aren't going to see well with that? And then there's some pieces of legislation that allows the transfer of inmates between counties, like between county sheriffs, like we have our contracts with 5 other counties. That has a sunset clause coming up, so we will get a piece of legislation to extend that sunset clause. That may or may not go over good with the state legislature. They're not having anything to do with new crimes. If we have a new piece of legislation to try and send people back to prison, they want to see them all basically go to jail versus prison.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of concerns there. There's parole offices that are continuing to downsize and close throughout the state. And our parole office here in Redding has downsized significantly, and a lot of the caseload has been transferred to the Red Bluff office. We still do have parole officers here in Redding working. So a lot of things that are very fast moving. We're staying connected in Sacramento on this with the governor's office and with our other sheriffs throughout the states that impacting us.
It's impacting everybody.
It is.
Well, you know, the funny thing, I've got all these questions coming out, good questions coming out of the chat room, by the way. I'll get to everybody here, but we have to keep recycling, back through this, so I'll get to them as soon as I can. But Tom, the fact that this is happening and, with the taking of the prisoners and taking them out, what's happening with them, one of the questions is where are they keeping the prisoners now? I mean, people that are released now, are they just going back on the streets?
You mean the state prisoners?
Right, the state prisoners. Do we have a place to put them? Or do they have,
when they get out,
programs up?
When they have gotten out, they have served their time. And they are being released either under parole or through what they're calling post-release community supervision. That's where they come back under the supervision of the county through the probation office. So they don't go back to a prison or a jail, but they are being released. The state is also creating enhanced sentencing credits, which means an accelerated way to get them out of prison.
Right. Well, they're taking what they're saying is no matter what the crime is, you can have a life sentence from what I understand, and they put you in it and they're going to stop it at 25 years.
Haven't heard that on the life sentences, but most of the time when you get life sentence, like we call it LWOP, life without possibility of parole, you, usually do somewhere you're supposed to be life, but they have parole hearings, and then there's also 25 years to life and they get parole.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. The 25 years to life, that they do the 25 years and they're turned back on the street.
Supposedly, the state is still trying to release the 3 nonviolent, non-serious sexual, and non-serious crimes, but they're running low on those inmates because they've released a bunch. And so you're going to see people that have violent histories and, in some cases, violent crime commitments coming out.
Okay, so people like, everybody that's done embezzlement or any of these things should be gone. They shouldn't even be in the system.
They probably
have already
been released if they're serving their time.
So, these guys are doing these big Ponzi schemes. And if what they should have been hoping for is they were, put into jails here in California because we would have had to release them.
It gets up to a really high level like that, they can still be sent back to prison. There was recently one that was sentenced to prison, or they can have federal charges like on Ponzi schemes.
When the question was, they're released from the prison, they come back to Redding. say we get 50 in a week. I know we don't usually get that much, but let's just say 50 in a month.
Roughly about 30 a month.
Okay, so the 30 show up. What happens to them right then?
Good.
Well, let's take a quick break first. But when they come back home, because this is going to take a little bit longer than at least other questions in here. When they're released from the state pens and they've got to come back here, I wanted, you know, the process of when that happens, you know, they've done their time or they're put on parole.
Yeah, we'll cover that.
And what happens then? And then the other question is the altercation that just happened last night. I don't know if you can address it, between Les Baugh and Wes Borman on allegations of misleading statements and lying.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
All right.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any old Jack's photos, circa 1950 and prior. If you have a photo that Jack's Grill doesn't already have, bring it in and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered only for photos not already in the possession of Jack's Grill and at Jack's Grill's discretion.
Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
You'll be dancing in the aisles July 25th, 26th, and 27th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited, you've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:23 in the morning, 67 degrees, going to be going up to 98 today. But that's going to be cool compared to this weekend when it hits up in the triple digits. What can I say? Phone lines here, 605-4567. And the chat room is exploding there at KCNR1460.com. A lot of questions for Tom, and they're getting into other, I tell you, we're back into Zimmerman again, too.
Oh, okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. A staycation on the lake at Holiday Harbor. They've got a package deal to fit any budget there. Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. You know what? We were just out there the other day, and absolutely it's fantastic. In fact, we're going to do a show from a houseboat.
live on Shasta
live,
Lake.
Live on Shasta Lake. We're going to do a show and just, I thought, oh, break my arm. Yeah. Break my arm. Just stick us out there on the lake on a houseboat. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383, or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. 238-2383, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Hey, our sheriff here, Tom Basenko, is with us today. Okay, Tom, let me go through a series of questions here. Once they're released from prison and they come back here, they have to check in with somebody?
Basically, yes. Either when they're on parole or on post-release community supervision, check in with probation. So okay. They're ordered to do that. Some do, some don't. If they don't, then they can get a warrant out for their arrest because they failed to report.
Okay.
If they report, then they're given their criteria that they have to obey all laws, do usually drug testing and other things, and then they try and get them set up to see what programs they may or may not need.
All right. Now, when they come in, they check in. These are people who have been just released from jail. They get, what, $250?
Prison.
I mean, $250, something like
that.
They
get about $200. We call it gate money, but that's from the state.
From the state. And so when they come back here, after they check in, where do they go?
To a degree, they are on their own. If they have friends and relatives here, they could be staying or bunking with them. If they don't, they could be part of the homeless continuum. Parole and probation, separate entities, but they do try and find them housing, which can be difficult. And oftentimes, these people don't have jobs. They don't have a bank account. They don't have a way to fend for themselves and go out and rent an apartment. And so then they usually end up on the streets. Or
so what we're doing
what's referred to as couch surfing, too, is going to their friends' places.
No. So we've got people that say have been in jail or prison for 5 years.
Right.
They come out, they have $200, they check in like they're supposed to, but they have no family here. So they don't have a place to stay. That $200 is not going to last long up in this town. So they go homeless or they leave and go to some place where they've got friends, which then takes them, but that violates them right there. And then so what we've done is we've taken them and in the most part, would you say in your opinion, we make 90% of them homeless? At that point?
We don't make them homeless.
No, I mean, but the system.
They don't have a place to stay, and that's what part of it is, is looking for some type of transitional housing, and we're looking at that under the realignment that we have, is trying to get some transitional housing for the people that are getting out of jail or that are on probation, because they usually need the basics, food and shelter, and trying to get that going.
Is the county linked in with Good News Rescue Mission that just kind of, hey, here we're going to take you over there and it's going to help you for 30
days? We are,
days?
But sometimes those individuals that are getting out don't want to go there. Why? Because they have to abide by rules there. Good News Rescue Mission has rules. Can't be on drugs, can't be drunk, can't be or both. You have to be in by a certain time. You have to attend some of their programs there, and they don't want all the connection with the rules, so they don't go there in some cases.
It sounds to me like we've got kind of a recipe here for putting people back into prison.
It can end up being circular. But,
and the recidivism rate that we're talking about?
With paroles, it runs right around in excess of 70%.
Okay.
For parolees.
Right.
With the probationers, you'd have to talk to the probation chief. But with the 109 population, even if they're rearrested and using the most common sense definition of it, basically if you're out committing a new crime, that ends up they're running around 17%, which is better than obviously the 70%+, but they're still out committing new crimes.
These are for the people that they arrest that shows up, right?
Right.
If they don't show up for court, then they don't fall into that group.
Well, that's a new crime. That's an FTA, but they're probably out committing other crimes, whether it be thefts and burglaries and stuff.
We just got a couple minutes. Yesterday in the Board of Supervisors meeting, there was some hot words between Supervisor Les Baugh and Wes Foreman, the probation officer, instead of this AB 109 extravaganza.
It was an interesting exchange there.
What was going on with that? As a third party, you were sitting there.
I was there. The chief probation officer had a couple of board items, agenda items we call them, and one was to extend a spending authority up to $5,000 for single items. Another one was for a substance abuse program, and he was challenged on some of the statistical data on the substance abuse program. But then in the end, both of those agenda items did not pass with the board.
You challenged him on it? I heard there were stronger words than that.
There was challenges on it, yeah, but that's basically putting it nicely. And then I think both, you know, I spoke to Les Baugh, and I think he will, if you wanted to have him on, he probably would come on, but,
We'd like to have Les on. We've had him, you know, scheduled a couple times, and we got pulled off, or he got pulled off there.
But, you know, the board's doing their job too, is, making sure that the, tax dollar is being spent correctly and, and to a degree, frugally. If that's a word.
It is. It should be. Yeah, frugally.
In a frugal manner.
If it's not, it should be. We just made one. You know, so many questions here. I don't know. So we got like about, less than a minute here, but, when you're talking about dispatching, mm-hmm. and jumping around here, dispatching in the Zimmerman cases,
right.
Your dispatchers will tell people, you know, stay out of danger here.
Absolutely. They do give, cautionary advice of, hey, don't do this, don't do that. And then also they're relaying that to the officer who's responding to scene or the officers, and the officers can say, tell them to do this, tell them to do that, and the dispatchers relay that to the person if they're on the phone. So they are much engaged with the people that are calling in.
Okay.
We're coming up on a break.
Take us out there.
All right. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 Community Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. More hot, steamy weather hitting the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Midwest. Health experts advising people to stay inside, but some fitness fanatics not listening.
We go also when it's like 20 and 10 degrees out, too. So if you average it out for the year, we're doing all right.
Forecasters say the heat wave could end this weekend. As protests continue over the acquittal of George Zimmerman, the top U.S. law enforcement official is adding his two cents.
Attorney General Eric Holder at the NAACP convention in Florida called for a national review on stand-your-ground laws, saying they only expand the concept of self-defense and encourage violence. But the NRA out with a statement saying self-defense is more than a concept, it's a fundamental human right.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. The ACLU says local police are amassing millions of digital records on the movement of Americans with automated license plate scanners. Police say it's legal. The ACLU says stricter rules are needed. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everywhere around the world, they
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 67 degrees, going up to 98 today. 8:35 in the morning, July the 17th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm just looking down at the chat room, which is filled, and people are talking about labor farms. We'll get to that in a minute. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great guys there, great haircuts, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, all there at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Great place. I know you probably, you know what? I don't know, but I know I see a lot of your sheriff's deputies in there.
Yeah.
A lot of the police, a lot of people go in there. It's a great place. Sheriff Tomasenko is our guest here. And, we've been talking about
a little bit of everything.
Everything here.
Realignment.
Realignment and all that.
Dispatch.
Dispatches, the AB 109 and, mm-hmm. and the impact this is going to have. What's the situation look like in hiring, new sheriff's deputies?
We're moving right along. We just gave some job offers recently. We're just about hired up on correctional officers. That's a continuing,
That's a battle, isn't it?
It is, because you get people hired, then sometimes they go to other agencies. The pay is not the greatest. I mean, I think they start out at about $19 an hour and go up to about 23. Not bad per hour, but by the time
it was lower than that.
No, for correctional officer two. So it could be lower than that for the initial ones. But, even for the deputy sheriffs, it's challenging because it is lower pay in comparison to agencies around here. And so they go and usually get out and get other jobs. They're trying to get their wage and benefit package, improved. But, it's a tough job in this economy to do that. But it certainly would help if they did have some increases in some salary to do recruiting and retain people here. We lose them a lot over the years.
I like to say to our listeners and our people on the chat room here, you all have got some great questions, but it is cycling through faster than I can read it.
Your computer is like smoking right there.
Yeah, it is. But here's, you know what, so please don't get upset if I'm trying to get a lot of questions in here. The sheriff, and sheriff has obviously got the expert opinion on it. Private prisons.
Right now, there are no private prisons in California private jails. There are some prisons. There's one down in Oakdale and another place. Taft has one going on. But still, not enough beds in California. There's no private jails because there's a rule that basically says you can't have a private jail. They'd have to change that through legislation.
Well, you know, private prison, I saw a quick documentary on one that they built in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Because it said, hey, this is, you know, with all the things that are going on, your town is failing. This is a way to build this prison. You're going to have, you're going to have everything there. As it turns out, they don't have a prisoner in there, and the city's stuck with a $30 million bond bill.
And there's several ways to run private jails, not in California, but there are in other states. One, investors build the jail and say, hey, county, do you want to rent it? And we'll rent it to you, and you staff it. So you still have the rental costs and the operational costs. Other ways, they have their own staffing, and they say, hey, we'll charge you X amount of per day per inmate, and then you pay the bill. The downside is, are they hiring quality staff and are adhering to the rules and regulations, which you may not have control over?
Okay, well, you know, that's the thing is, and I was thinking of something as simple as putting up prefabs out on BLM land, you know, plumbed and water, so you have showers and the whole thing, and a chow hall there, and putting it in a 500-acre place with wires around it, and hire... I mean, but there's probably things, as maybe the temporary ones. You know, they can only be there for 2 years.
And then, just, and then, you know, the prefabs like usually have to still, they still have to meet the rules and regs for building of a jail cell. And oftentimes they're almost at the same price as regular doing a hard wall type facility. So the big cost still comes from the operational cost, which is the staffing and the operations for the food and the medical part of it. That's the big cost of it.
You know, when you see these, like the shampoo factory you had here in town.
Right.
Out there. You just take that whole thing over and put a, make it into a private jail.
We actually looked at that building, and then again with the requirements for remodels and such, ends up being cost prohibitive to bring it up to code for the new regulations.
Well, okay. And then the other thing too is, are we accepting anybody, from other counties to go into our jail?
We don't have room.
That's what I thought. Just we had, like one of
we
the
had,
questions.
We had room, or excuse me, we had an arrest the other day of four people for 32 pounds of methamphetamine by our Shasta Interagency and Narcotics Task Force. Great job by them. Those were federal, they went federal charges. And so my staff worked really hard to get them shipped out quickly. So we had the beds there that night because they're only running like 5 to 8 beds every day that are vacant in the jail, but we have about 60 bookings per day.
Wow.
So,
and we had your, the head of the jail.
Captain Bertain.
Captain Bertain. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I mean, he seems like the kind of guy you'd want to have in charge.
That's why he's
calm,
there.
Cool, making these decisions. We were talking about the new project.
Oh, SB 1022, right? The step up program.
With the step up program, and he's really strong on that. Mm-hmm. I would really like to get a follow up on this one.
Good. And that's going to be kicking off in the fall, and the step up program allows for some vocational training of some of these inmates to try and get them jobs and make them productive versus about them being a drain on society.
And we had a lot of, some people saying, I don't know if we want them out at Shasta College. Joe Weiss, the president of Shasta College was here and said, you know, frankly, these guys that are coming on, these men and women that are coming on to the college are, I know who they are.
And that's great.
And he
otherwise
says,
you don't.
I don't know who my other students are. We can't ask our students coming in who they are. He says, I could have somebody that's just been in jail for 5 years or, you know, ahead of a drug gang because we can't ask them who they are.
They basically have to accept everybody who's enrolling.
And coming in from Shasta, from the county, they've also got a hammer over them. You don't want to perform here. You don't want to do your homework. You want to be a disruptive. Boom. You're back in jail. We got to take a break. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. You have questions for the sheriff. Give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Just when you think you've caught it, she glides across the
road. You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. The pulse of Shasta County.
With as much going on in the chat room, what you have here, we could probably go on for another 2 hours.
It is. You know, I can't even begin to catch it. Bob can't keep up with it. Lions Heating and Air is the sponsor of this part of our show. You know what? It's going to be 110 degrees, triple digits this weekend. And if you've got any questions at all about, is your air conditioning working? Is it working as well as it can?
Martin's going to be getting some phone calls.
Martin, from Alliance Heating and Air. Obviously, you know Martin, too. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air, my friends, we have never been disappointed by Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. All right. Tom, what do you think? You're going to be, our guest is Sheriff Tom Pasinko. Start charging a fee for these prisoners?
To whom do we charge a fee?
To the prisoners? Charge the prisoners.
Again, it's hard to get blood out of a turnip because most of them don't have money and aren't working. So, they do have, enrolling on some programs. They do get some charges. You had a question, at the break before we went back on live. Is, hey, give them a job and pay them $10, okay? Yeah, who gets them the job and who pays the $10 and where's the money come from? Recently, with working in our work release program where they go out and do work in the community, one of them got a job. They were working at a government facility and doing labor work like yard work and trimming and picking up trash. And when that person's sentence was over, they offered him a job, and he got a job. And so he's working right now because he had a good work ethic and was clean and was doing it. So that's the what we're striving for.
Well, you know what? There is – how about a – I know this is going to sound, you know, somewhat ludicrous, but, hey, it's our show. The Chief Rob Pelletti just rolled through and is it rolling out.
He gave me a note. We're going to have a meeting here pretty soon, but – we have a situation down in Anderson, and
what's going on down there?
There's a barricaded subject down there, and so we're assisting Anderson police, and so there may have been a shot fired down there, and so we're working on that. And Rob came in and let me know, and I was my phone was also going off the hook and was getting text messages as well. Welcome, Rob.
How you doing? I just heard. I want to make sure he knew what was going on.
So. Yeah, well, you know, just we get him in here in our zone of silence.
Well,
yeah.
I was listening on the radio news here, so.
Well, you know, but the part about this, you know, in Southern California, they have these spots where the illegals gather. I'm sorry. These workers gather and I mean, they're almost like official areas. And and there's somebody there from the government and it has their names. Have we thought about trying to set up a program where people can come down and maybe pick up some of these guys who are on, you know, probation been released and that, I mean, they're there, they're clean, they can get, you know, they get paid daily and they do day work. I mean, so that they have, like, if you got construction, you've got something, you got yard work, you need somebody just to do a lot of, you know, work around the house outside to pick somebody up like that? No, I guess not.
I understand it, but I wouldn't necessarily want them working in my yard.
Well, I mean, these guys have been released from prison. I mean, obviously they turned over a new leaf and here's a...
You know, and you probably were listening a little bit, but the conversation was continuing with this potential 9,000 to 10,000 inmate release with coming up, the impact on our community. Rob and I say in great communication of it. We have a meeting later today for the AB 109 partnership, program, but a lot of things going on that's impacted statewide, just not here in Reading.
And it's true. Here's a great question. This is from one of our, I'm not going to use his name because then you'll have his address. Yeah. When he refuses to register his Ruger 1022, are you going to come arrest him?
Well, number one, he probably doesn't even have a record of it, depending on how long ago that he bought it. And I think all of these, so far, none of these bills have made it to the governor's desk, and we're working very hard to prevent them from being signed in. I'm in contact with gun owners in California and the NRA and about other 30 other sheriffs, and we're going to try and convince the governor to, if they get to his desk, to veto some of these bills because they're
ludicrous.
It would
be good. You know what? You're not going to win them all, but there are some that are just so stupid. I mean,
like
just
making the 1022
stupid.
An assault rifle. That's right. What they're trying to do.
Yeah. And, you know, and I tell you what, we had more hits on that than we did on anything when I wrote that out. And the, but if he, you know, if he doesn't sign that one, there's a couple others he doesn't sign, that would only be the good thing for us. And I have both of the senior law enforcement officers here, and they're checking out something that's happening down in Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a barricaded subject right down there, and I just got a text message. So I'm probably going to have to, it's almost down towards the end of the hour. And then I know Rob's probably going to be getting a text message if he doesn't have it already in regards to this.
Okay. We've got to take a break anyway. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Well, I won't back
down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 67 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Hey, enjoy this cool wave because this weekend it's going to be up in the hundreds. 105, 110, triple digits. What a day. Hey, tomorrow we're having, of course, Trish Clark joins me as my co-host, and Rivej Anselmo is coming in as our guest, and that's always good. He's been gone for a while. It's always good to catch up with RC and see what the latest is and tear down that wall and anything else that's happening up there. The sheriff is outside answering questions, it seems like. He's coordinating stuff that's going on out there. But we have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stop by and fill in.
let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning. We don't have the sheriff.
So we have swap a cop.
Well,
I'll tell you, the chief could do just as good and answer the question. Who pays the tuition at the college for these people to go to college?
They would have the eligibility to get any tuition assistance that any other student would. Otherwise, it would be them. There's no actual funds coming out of the Community Corrections Partnership budget that would pay for them for that tuition. But they are eligible for tuition assistance, I would assume, through the college if that was eligible. Otherwise, they would have to pay for it themselves.
Otherwise, they can't go to college, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that was one of the questions, Jim, that we asked, to begin with. Who's paying for this? Well, there's different programs out there. Part of it is through the AB 109. Part of it is the taxpayers' money. But the city is not getting, the county is not getting, or not getting held up on this one because there's other ways, other pots of money. The whole idea behind this is if they can take these people and train them into a job, and it's heavy equipment, it's administration and some other
mechanics.
In the mechanics field, that they become a part of society that pays taxes and can take care of themselves. And they're hand selecting every one of these people because they want this to be a success. And frankly, I do too. I mean, if we can take 40 people and get them out of jail, get them off the dole, and get them to be in tax-paying members of society, a positive part of society, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, I think also they ought to go down and give the same assistance to and help to somebody that's homeless on the street that's just as well, that hasn't committed a crime and is trying to stay clean, and help him get a job too.
Why not do that with some high school students that need help getting into classes too? But it's not like anybody's being held back from getting into if there's not enough room for them in these classes.
Well, they can't go to college because they don't have any money.
Well, except
there's tuition assistance programs, there's plenty of them for the poor to help them go to junior colleges and stuff. And
time that guy tells me he can't do it because he doesn't have any money, I'll tell him to go get assistance.
Yeah, but it's there. I mean, there's plenty of young kids out there that are getting that. They have a tuition assistance office out of Shasta College that can help them fill out the forms. And you got to have the drive to want to do that. And that's the challenge we've been talking about with these folks is, I can sit back and talk about my Leave It to Beaver childhood with my parents and the opportunities that I got. Well, a lot of them didn't get that. And there's programs out there to help them get that. But if you really want to go from a life of crime to a life of normalcy, you've got to go through, housing and treatment for drug, alcohol, whatever it is that makes you think crime is okay. Get an education and then get a job so that you can be part of normal society and be a productive member of the community. It's a long road to walk, and they got to make that choice whether the tuition assistance and other things are available.
That's right. Hey, when are you going to have your next town hall meeting again?
It is July 24th at 6 o'clock in
City
the Council Chambers. July 24th. It's next Wednesday.
Next week then. Huh?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over the crime stats and kind of give you the mid-year look at where we are. We're looking better than we did last year, which is positive, but we haven't made up all the ground we lost last year. So we're not turning cartwheels yet, but at least we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. The other question is, how's your song coming? I haven't seen it on the chart yet.
No, it's Toby Keith hasn't picked it up yet. So.
Yeah, I tell you what, it started at 1,000 and it's peaked at 998. So, Sheriff Tom Sinkle's back. Tom, any last thoughts here? We got a couple minutes.
I'd just like to thank everybody, listening audience, and everybody for their support that they have all the time, and some kind words from my staff that are out there working. They're still working on this incident that was down in Anderson, and that's developing as we speak. And the law enforcement agencies, we all come together and help each other out. So just thank everybody for what they're doing being patient on a lot of this stuff.
We have to continue, and since I've got both of y'all here, we have to continue to be very vigilant in our cars since our car thefts have gone, sky high.
Car theft, car burglaries, and Rob and I still carry that mantra as
lock things up. Don't have them visible. Make that a harder target to get at. Don't leave purses on the seats. Don't leave your windows down or car unlocked or keys in the car.
Or lots of money in that purse.
Computers that are visible, just in the cars. That helps a lot. And lock your homes. A lot of people still don't lock their houses.
50% of our burglaries still have no forced entry.
50%.
And we're going to do at the town hall meeting, we're going to do a breakdown of what motor vehicle theft looks like to kind of give people an idea.
Great. Same thing. These town hall meetings is how it gets the information out for the citizens of Reading. Rob has talked about gangs in our community, the crime stats. Now we'll be covering some of the grand theft autos.
You're getting ready to put some more sheriffs on the, or deputy sheriffs on the road.
Just hired a couple of them.
I know, Rob, how's your situation with that?
We're sitting right now, we're authorized 98 positions. We're at 98 positions. We've got some retirements coming up, and we've got promotion boards that are coming up in the coming months to promote some people into positions that people are retiring from, so we're doing good.
So there's no chance in forming my militia up there to help you guys, right? My armed militia.
You can always be a citizen volunteer. Yeah.
Okay, can I carry an assault weapon, that 22 rifle?
Yeah, hopefully that won't happen. But, you know, thanks everybody for the patience. I had to step out over a little bit, and it's been a great morning. And Rob,
okay,
thanks
there?
For coming by. We only got about 10 seconds left.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Illegally, as children. Some top Republicans say it's time to consider it. Live on Capitol Hill, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
A path to citizenship for kids brought to the U.S. illegally is about basic fairness. House Speaker John Boehner says...
These children were brought here of no accord of their own.
Republican leader Eric Cantor working on a bill to deal with undocumented immigrant children.
These, in many instances, are kids without a country if we don't allow them to become full citizens of our country.
Still, it's unclear how soon any immigration bill will hit the House floor. Republican leaders dismissing a single comprehensive effort passed by the Senate, Chris.
Fed Chief Ben Bernanke says the central bank will keep its bond buying program for as long as it takes.
We intend to continue our purchases until a substantial improvement in the labor market outlook has been realized.
The Fed started buying $85 billion a month in bonds in September, trying to keep interest rates low.